Hey everybody, welcome to March 4th's Pray Today Challenge. I'm so glad you decided to be with me today for this. If you have your Bible handy with you, if you want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I think you're going to see something really cool there. I'm going to read a couple verses from this chapter to you. Before I do so, I want you to think about this word comfort, or to be comforted. When do we need to be comforted? Well, obviously, we need to be comforted when we're uncomfortable or when we're discomforted. And so I want you to think about today, are you someone who's going through something very, very difficult right now that just needs some comfort? And if that's you, I think that this should encourage you. And maybe you're somebody who knows somebody who's going through some discomfort. We all know somebody who's going through something difficult. That may be you, it may be someone else. And I want you to think about, are you to be a comforter to them? So I want you to think about either yourself, if there's something that you are very discomfortable about or uncomfortable about, or if you know somebody in your circle who is hurting deeply that needs some comfort. Listen to this from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. There are some neat identifiers in here that remind us of the power of God. First of all, Paul says, praise God, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. There's that word all. He is the God of all comfort. All comfort we receive essentially comes from God. Even if it comes through another person, it comes from God. And then it says, God who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So God wants to comfort us in all of our troubles. God wants us to comfort others with the same comfort we've received from God in any trouble. So as we go to prayer today, are you the one that needs to be comforted? Or are you feeling like you're in a good headspace right now, a good place emotionally, that God wants to use you to reach out through a text, a phone call, a personal visit, an email, whatever it is, to someone that you know needs to be comforted with God's comfort? God gives us the ability to comfort others with the same comfort we receive from Him. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Him in prayer today about comfort. God, thank You that we have made it through our worst day in our life to this point. We thank You that You provide comfort. Lord, if we're someone today that's just struggling with being uncomfortable, with being in pain, with struggling, Lord, through a circumstance in our life, Lord, I just pray that You would encourage us, that You would bring us comfort. Lord, that You would teach us in the midst of it, but Father, that You would bring us the comfort that only You can provide. God, You also call us to bring comfort to others with the same comfort that You provided us. So Father, this is telling me that You want us to be an extension of Your love through comforting others. God, would You give us spiritual eyes today and the courage to step out and comfort others, even if we don't think it'll make a difference, even if it's difficult to reach out. Maybe it's to someone that we have a strained relationship with, and Lord, maybe You want to use that to help heal that relationship. God, that might have been for someone here in this today. Father, I just ask that You would remind us that You are our comforter. And that You, Father, will continue to help us walk through this life together, even when our life seems like it's in shambles. And God, You want to use us. You want to use us to encourage others, to extend Your comfort to others. through encouragement, through prayer, through guidance, through loving on people. God, would you comfort us? Would you help us to bring comfort to others? In Jesus' name, amen.